Yes, there are plenty of jobs more dangerous than working from home, but those who've transitioned to remote work during the pandemic can find themselves in a bit of a gray area if they do get injured on the job. A court in Germany recently ruled that a man who slipped down the stairs and broke his back while commuting from his bedroom to the home office could file a claim on his employer's insurance. Left us with some questions. Deborah Berkowitz is a former senior policy advisor for OSHA, now a labor expert at Georgetown University. Deborah, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
So that case from Germany was pretty eye-popping, but do you see any chance that the same decision would be made here in the U.S.?
No, because workers' comp in this country is a state-run system. Every state has a different law. But I believe no law actually covers injuries on your commute to work. And that's sort of what ostensibly was covered in the German workers' comp law. I mean, the workers' comp system in the United States is actually quite weak. As I said, every state but Texas actually requires every employer to get some kind of insurance to cover workers' comp. And most of the laws basically will cover if you get seriously injured, you know, some kind of and need medical treatment, we'll cover that. And if you have some lost time and you're out for quite a bit of time, would give you some percentage of a wage loss. And if you're disabled, then can work something out with you there financially. But every state is different.
That story, though, did get me thinking that there has been a significant shift to working from home that's been lasting much longer than anyone predicted. Do you think employers are taking the risk of these workers getting hurt in their houses seriously?
Well, that's a very good question, because most of the people working from home are white-collar workers who work in offices. And as you said at the beginning, they're not the most dangerous industries. And so often, even at work, in a regular workplace, employers sort of, you know, don't think about the kinds of injuries people could get, like slipping or tripping over something. And of course, there are, you know, musculoskeletal kinds of injuries from using a computer. Mm-hmm. So, you know, at home, they probably don't think about it that much, about their employees working at home and the safety there, because they're mostly focused now that that's a safer place for them right now for COVID, which it is.
Right. No, exactly. And I do acknowledge that. But, you know, it's funny that you mentioned the slipping and falling. There have been several times in the last year or so working from home that I have walked from my desk to, like, say, the bathroom or the kitchen or something. And, you know, I'm not wearing shoes. I've slipped on the tile floor several times at my home. I know we've heard of other people tripping over their dogs, for instance. So just, you know, play this out for a moment. How would a worker's comp claim account for that?
Well, and it depends the state you live in. But first, the injury has to occur while you're doing work activities. But if you are, you know, going to the kitchen to take care of your kid, or going to the kitchen because you're answering a personal phone call or returning one, that's not work-related. So a lot of it is very specific to the individual circumstances. And then, you know, in some states, you have to take a drug test before you can apply for workers' comp. And, you know, other states don't cover you for everything.
Some of those things might be tough to prove as well if you are working from home and there's no one around, like a coworker, to witness it or something like that.
Yes, I think, you know, workers' comp, to begin with, and I've written about it extensively, and so have others, is a hard system for workers to even access. So the fact that you're working from home and you say this happened, there's nobody around to witness it. And, you know, these are insurance companies that, you know, will investigate, and they want to keep their costs low. And employers, if they have to start paying comp for different things, their premiums will go up. So they want to keep their costs low. But it would be a good thing for employers to just check on their workers who are at home and make sure they have a good setup with their computer and, you know, talk to them about slowing down and not running around the house, because, you know, it's good for everybody to keep people healthy.
Yeah. And again, I feel like I have to acknowledge that people who are working from home have a relatively safe work environment. And the fact is that the majority of people in this country are still leaving home, even in this pandemic, to work. So what other worker compensation trends are you seeing emerge recently for those people?
Well, you know, sadly, a lot of companies which had major outbreaks of workers' comp and people got sick and died, like in the meat and poultry industry, have just been fighting workers' comp claims and saying, oh, people didn't get it at work. So it's very hard for workers to access that. I know during the height of the pandemic, because a lot of the construction industry, which is, you know, the industry where you get a lot of your very serious injuries that end up being compensatable, you know, had shut down for a while. But, you know, I think you still have, you know, workers getting injured and dying on the job. As the economy ramps back up, you're going to see more of that. And, you know, what's amazing is that all the sickness and disease from workers who worked outside their home are essential heroes who got COVID isn't even being counted in the statistics of work-related fatalities and injuries. And that's something that really needs to be corrected.
Deborah Berkowitz is a fellow with the Kalmanovitz Initiative for Labor and the Working Poor at Georgetown University, also a former senior policy advisor for OSHA. Deborah, thank you.
Oh, thanks for having me.